Good morning. Good morning to everyone. God bless you and welcome to our first 15 prayer call. I am Dennis Hebert, Pastor Dennis Hebert, and I am leading the call this morning. And we thank and bless God for all of you who have connected with us this morning. This is just what we do every Tuesday morning. We come into agreement, we come into fellowship, and we come into connection with each other in prayer, and God meets us in a very special way. And I thank God for all of you that every week we have, our numbers are continuing to grow, and you are inviting people to be a part of this call. And I just thank God for all of you that see the importance of prayer. You know, the kingdom of God is all about connections. It's all about divine connections. And so as we connect in prayer, not only do we aid and encourage each other in spirit, but we are also connecting individuals to God. And then as we connect individuals to God, God in turn allows individuals to be connected to us for assistance in our destiny and in our purpose as well. So we thank you for connecting with this first 15 call. To those of you who are first-time callers, we welcome you to our call. The first time you're a guest, the second time you're family. So we want to invite you back every Tuesday morning. We wake up at 6 a.m. and we connect on the prayer call, and we know that it's going to be a blessing, and we bless God for however, whoever invited you to our call this morning. God bless you for that. We also want to just bless God. We're in the month of September, the ninth month of the year, as we go into this last quarter of, the last half, rather, of the third quarter. We are just trusting and believing, God, that you're going to finish this quarter strong. And God is going to send you into a very, very strong fourth quarter. We're not going to wait till the beginning of the year to begin to turn up, if you would. But we're going to see an upturn in our lives, even starting over these next few weeks. September is going to be very significant for many of you who are on this call. This morning, I want to just read a few things to you. And then I want to just connect with you for a few moments in prayer. The Lord told me a few moments ago that he says, tell the people that will be on the call today that it's in you. It's in you. It's in you. And I want you to know that today, that it's in you. And I want you to see this in 2 Peter 1 and 3. 2 Peter 1 and 3, verses 3 and 4, first chapter, verses 3 and 4. It says, his power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. He says his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He has given it unto us, all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's in us. It's in me. It's in you. And that's what Peter is encouraging the believers there to understand and to know, that everything that they need for life and everything that they need to live in godliness is already in them. He's already given us those things. And any and everything we need to be effective in life and to be effective in our walk with God is already ours. That's what he's saying. Well, then it helps us to pose the question, then why don't we see more success, and why aren't we more effective in our day-to-day lives? Well, that goes back to the law of recognition. That something can be in us, something can be around us, something can be even in our grasp. But if we don't recognize what we have, then we won't be able to fully use that resource that God has given unto us. See, so often we become enamored in life with the things that are missing, the things that are not there, who is not there, the things that we don't see. And what remains and what has not yet to be discovered goes unnoticed or unrecognized. And so this scripture is helping us to know this morning that it's already there. God has given us everything that we need as it pertains to life, Okay, and that's the Zoe, the God kind of life, not just to exist, but to live on the level that God wants us to live. He has given us everything that pertains to life and everything that pertains to godliness. See, this morning I want to pray for each and every one of you that the Holy Spirit of God will help us to recognize what we have on the inside of us, recognize who God has placed in our lives. We must strengthen those things that remain and not simply cry over those things that are not in our lives. See, God in his infinite wisdom have already given us those things that pertains to life and godliness. In other words, we come equipped and with access. That's what the Lord says. He says, you already are equipped and you already have access. We have access, watch this, to divine thoughts. We have access to divine ideas. We have access and we are equipped with divine vision. And we have even the power, we come equipped with the power of inspired words, that our words are so very, very potent. You have to understand this, that as spiritual beings created in God, in his very image, we have spiritual genes that hold creative power. And it has the creative power to do the same thing that God did, and that is to frame our personal world by our divine thoughts and by our divine words. The things that we think and the things that we speak, they are tools given from God for us so that we could speak and those things will come into existence, that we have the ability to think through, to strategize, and to receive divine wisdom so that we can be productive in our lives. Some of us are just one thought away from rising to the next level. You're just one thought, one idea away from getting there. You're one idea from understanding how to create peace again in your relationships and how to get back in touch with God. All we need is that one idea. We are one experience, and ultimately we can achieve and we can trace those achievements back to how we have made good use of two simple divine tools that God has already equipped us with, and that is our words and our thoughts. And even on today, God is saying everything you need to get through the meeting you have today, to get through whatever it is that you have to do today, it is contained in your thoughts and it is contained in your very words. Our thoughts and our words are tools that God has given unto us. And so even as we go today, we ought to guard our thoughts and we ought to guard our words. Because the devil wants to come and replace divine thoughts with carnal thoughts, with thoughts of doubt and thoughts of fear and thoughts of anxiety and anxiousness. And we have to rebuke those thoughts. Those are not the thoughts that come from God. See, the battle is really not fought in the spirit. The battle is a battle that's fought in our minds, in the area, in the theater of our minds with our thought. And we have to learn how to pull every thought into captivity to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Everything that you need is already in you. A few years ago, we had one of our members who had a very bad accident and needed a skin transplant. And what they did was they went and took some skin off of her leg to replace the skin that had been damaged up on her arm, I think it was. And through that revelation, God was saying, see, everything I need to heal you, everything I need to deliver you is already on you. It's already in you. And some of us on this call this morning need to know that. We need to stop looking outside for everybody else. God says we need to turn that thing inside. There's something in us that we could tap into that would allow us to experience life like God wants us to live. He says he's given us everything that pertains to life and that pertains to godliness. And this morning, I just wanted to encourage you with that. Don't cheapen yourself down. Don't reduce your value. You are very, very precious in the sight of God, and you are God's divine expression in the earth. You, your individuality is God's divine expression here in the earth. And so he's already equipped us with everything we need for life and for godliness. Let me pray for you on today, because I believe that God is saying you're going to discover some things about you today that's going to cause you, amen, to be in a better position. Lord, today we thank you and we bless you for this day. We declare, Holy Spirit of God, this morning that we are going to be strong today. This is going to be a strong day for us. Thank you for strength that is coming to every person under the sound of my voice this morning. Thank you right now, Lord God, first of all, that we have relationship with you. Thank you right now for your joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is that thing that we boast about. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your love this morning, Lord God, a love like no other, Lord God. We bless you for that. I thank you that today, every person under the sound of my voice will feel and will be able to discern your divine love in their lives, Lord. There's no greater thing that you've given us besides your love towards us. And we bless you this morning for that, and we thank you, Lord. Father, we declare today, Lord God, that everything we need, you have already given it to us. It's already in us. We have been equipped, and we have been given access. So we thank you right now this morning, Lord God, that we're going to put off those thoughts of thinking that everything else is on the outside. We're going to bless you for what we have on the inside. Thank you for the power of creative divine thoughts. Thank you for the power of inspired, Lord, spiritual words that can come out of our mouths to shape our personal and spiritual worlds, Lord God. We bless you and we thank you this morning for that. We pray right now, Lord, that if anybody needs anything from you, Lord God, we can speak your intentions. We can speak those things that we know your word declares, and it shall become ours, Lord God. For your word declares that we can declare a thing. That's the power you've given us, and it shall come to pass. So today, if anybody needs peace, I pray today that you would let them release the words of peace out of their mouth. If anybody needs wholeness, if anybody just needs some things to settle down, we speak a settling in the spirit. Peace be still in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, that if there's wisdom that we need access to, Lord God, we speak now divine wisdom over your people's lives. I thank you right now that you are giving unto your people strategies. You're giving unto them, Lord God, particular methods and modes of operation, Lord God, to take their lives to the next level. I thank you that the preparation belongs to us, but the end result belongs to you, Lord God. So give us the heart now to prepare ourselves. Give us the tongue of the learned, Lord God, that we might speak those things that will give us life. Let our words, Lord God, be more than just motivation and inspiration. Let them carry life, Lord God, that as we speak over our children and as we speak over our homes and as we speak over our church and our community, Lord, life will begin to be formed, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now even for vision. Thank you right now for giving us revelation in your word. Thank you right now, Lord God, for not just giving us revelation, but giving us a prophetic tongue that we can speak that revelation, and that revelation shall come to pass. Thank you right now for giving us the authority even on today to bust through every roadblock, to bust through everything that the enemy may put in our path, Lord God, every distraction right now. I speak a divine focus over your people's lives today, Lord God. Our thoughts are going to be focused. Our prayers are going to be focused, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, that even our attention is going to be focused on today, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that anything that would hinder us from receiving you today, Lord God, you're going to give us the ability to push it to the side, to remove the distraction that is in our lives. We thank you, and we honor you, and we bless you for that. Thank you that it's in us, Lord God. Thank you right now that you've already equipped us, Lord God, with the strength to handle whatever it is that we're dealing with, Lord God, with the grace that we need, Lord, for any test that we are facing on today, Lord God, with the faith to believe, Lord God, even when there seems like there is no way. Thank you for giving us today a living hope, Lord God. Your word declares that you have brought us into a living hope, that when things get bad in our lives, our hope is still alive, Lord. So I bless you today for hope that is alive, that will believe you for a preferred future. We honor you this morning, Lord God. We declare that this is a great day. This is a strong day. You're going to comfort us. You're going to strengthen us. You're going to lead, teach, and guide us even on today. We already speak that as so in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning. Amen, amen, and amen. Everything you need, you have all you need, is already on the inside of us. And if you are not equipped with it, you have access to it. I hope you received that this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, I always want to encourage many of you, whether you're here locally in the city of Hammond where we reside or anywhere around the country, make it your business today to get in a Bible class this week that you're going to make time. You're not going to find time. If time is something that always evades us. We can't find time. We have to make time to study God's word. It's so very important in these last and evil days that we as people of God, that we are Bible strong, that we are strong in the word of God. And so we want you to make sure you do that. We'll of course have our classes at 12 noon and 7 p.m. on tomorrow. And if you're local, we'll welcome you to come and be a part of any of our Bible classes. It'll bless you in a tremendous way. God bless you and God keep you. Thank you so much for connecting with us. We look forward to hearing from you and how this call has been a blessing to us. Share your testimonies with us. Share how the call has just been a blessing to you on any of our social media sites. We would love to hear from you. God bless you and God keep you. Remember, it's already in you. Peace.